book of Ephesians chapter 5. I want to read the first four verses here. And I want us to note the beginning of this passage and note the end of our reading. The Lord speaks to us and says, "Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love just as Christ also loved you and also gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. But immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. And there must be no filthiness and silly talk, or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of what? Giving of thanks." I suppose there is no other fruit of the Spirit that is so marginalized and so minimized in our preaching as thanksgiving. I can think of a lot of other portions of the Spirit of God that we preach upon. But thanksgiving is rarely that jewel that a believer will come to me and say, "Pastor, pray for me. I'm really trying to develop a spirit of thanksgiving." Now, folks, when we think about the giving of thanks, we're not just talking about, "I thank you." In other words, we're not just talking about saying an expression. We're talking about a spirit of thankfulness. Something that we are having all the time. In other words, Paul's saying to this congregation that when it comes to our speech and how we walk, there ought to be such an attitude within us that what comes out of our mouth is expressive of our hearts, and our hearts are full of what? Thanksgiving. That this is really to be the characterization of a New Testament congregation. Now think about that. How many times have you walked into a church and walked out and said, "I just really felt the spirit of thanksgiving there"? You probably said they had the spirit of love or camaraderie or, you know, welcoming or hospitality. But thanksgiving is a rare jewel, just like all the other jewels. I want to bring out five things very quickly that I pick up from these passages. Number one, thanksgiving is an indication you are imitating God. So it says in verse 1, be what? Be imitators of God. We are not imitating God if what comes out of our mouth is immorality and impurity or filthiness or silly talk or coarse jesting. But we are imitating God if what comes out of our mouth is the giving of thanks. I suppose that if you spent any time with our Lord Jesus Christ while he was on earth, you would pick up that he had a spirit of thanksgiving. In fact, when he had 5,000 people to feed, and he just had a few loaves and fishes, the apostles mention in their recording that he gave thanks and broke it. There was no muttering in his heart of not having enough. But there was a heart full of thanksgiving to God. It is an evidence that God's love has been bestowed to us that we imitate Him. And to imitate Him in one aspect is to be thankful. Secondly, if you look in verse 2, thanksgiving is a loving act of our walk. It says, walk in what? Walk in love. And then in verse 4, you have the end of that. What would that look like in this aspect? The giving of thanks. When we give thanks as a congregation or as a saint, we are walking in love. I don't think most people think that thankfulness is an expression of love. So grandparents or parents, if you have to make your children say thank you for something, are they thankful? They're not thankful. Nor are they being loving. So folks, for us to be a loving people, and love is to characterize us, isn't it? Then we are to have a spirit of thanksgiving about us. To be loving is to be thankful, and to be have a heart of thankfulness is to be loving. Number 3. It is the giving of thanks, the flowing out of that, that is to be the sacrifice. And I'm quoting from Hebrews 13, verse 15 here. It is to be the sacrifice of our lips. And you'll notice here, you got Jesus Christ giving Him up as an offering and a sacrifice. He was sacrificial. Love is sacrificial. And Hebrews says that when we give thanks, especially when we give thanks to God in circumstances that the world would not consider to be thankful, we are truly imitating our Lord in this. Gratitude really is a special thing. If love is sacrificial, then the giving of thanks is sacrificial. And folks, the more sacrificial we are, the more thankful we'll be. The more thankful we'll be. Didn't our Lord say it's more blessed to give than to? That includes our speech. Fourthly, you'll notice in verse 3, when he says, immorality or impurity or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper among the saints. Verse 4, no filthiness or silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather the giving of thanks. Thanksgiving is proper to one another. Thankfulness is suitable. Thankfulness is appropriate for the saints. To be thankful doesn't mean that we come into church service and we look at one another and say, thank you for being here. It's the spirit of thanksgiving to God. And folks, we'll never have that spirit until we fully realize that everything we have and everything we are is because of Him. It's not us. Are you mature? Is that a good reason to be thankful? Are you growing? Is that a good reason to be thankful? Do you understand your Bible? Is that a good reason to be thankful? Are you redeemed? Is that a good reason to be thankful? All these things, and they're all of Him. So there is nothing in and of itself that we can't give thanks for. And folks, that is why the world isn't thankful. If you find an unthankful person, you'll find a hard-hearted person. You'll find an unloving person. You will find a prideful person. You'll find a person who says that he has picked himself up by his own bootstraps. I've made myself what I am. I've worked hard for this. I deserve this. all of that robs us of that fullness and joyful heart of thanksgiving. Thanks be to God, Paul writes, for His unspeakable gift. This is appropriate. It's commanded of all, but most appropriate for the saints to express this type of spirit. And then number five, and I've already mentioned this, thanksgiving should be most characteristic in our church gatherings. And folks, where you really see that expressed is in our singing. The Lord doesn't necessarily tell us you got to be on key to be thankful. But He does demand that we have a heart that is engaged in the songs that we sing. And have you noticed that the songs that we sing, even if they are prayerful songs, are songs that are full of thanksgiving? For us to not be engaged, or for us not to sing, for us not to participate, for us not to be wholehearted in something like this, it's telling. It's telling of a congregation. And folks, surely, surely, if this is to be our spirit at all times, expressed to one another and expressed to God in our gatherings, surely this ought to be a spirit that abides with us all the time. All the time. If you think that you deserve to have your family with you on Christmas, you will not be thankful if they come. But if you say to yourself, this is a gift of God, if they would take time to gather themselves and come see me, that is a gift. You are expressing the spirit of what? Of thanksgiving. And folks, I tell you, just as in all things of the Spirit of God, when we have this, it really does promote that inner delight and inner joy that makes all things bearable, enduring, and it just changes your whole attitude about the things of life. Thanksgiving is appropriate for the saints, and it's appropriate for us to express our own thanksgiving here tonight.